eating, torn library book reading, after school program attending student. And because of this, I am also a survivor. That is the reality that we are facing right now. Because I continue to come home from school every day, I am a survivor. And up until February 14th, 2018, I had not realized this. But when that semi-human entered my old high school and stole the lives of 17 individuals, I started to become labeled as a survivor.
You are listening to Abby Breffman, alumni of Stoneman Douglas High School, giving a vigorous speech to kick off the March of Our Lives event that took place this past weekend. Nashville was one of the numerous cities that held the event. Breffman, currently a freshman at Vanderbilt University, saw the event as an opportunity to mourn those lost while also shedding light on the issue of gun control.
My purpose in starting and organizing this march is multifaceted and complicated. Primarily, we are here today to express our sadness and sympathy for the current students of Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. We are here to cry for them and with them and to carry on the memories of the friends and family that we have lost. But in another sense, we're here because we're kind of confused. I mean, I don't mean to speak for everyone here, but I'm a little confused as to how we, as a nation, have allowed fellow Americans to die in masses on American soil. We are here to make some noise so that we can find answers. We are curious, and we are ferociously hungry for answers.
The newly appointed mayor of Nashville, David Briley, gave the crowd advice on how they can make a difference.
Being here is not enough. Being here is not going to change it. Each and every one of you needs to be registered to vote. Each and every one of you needs to express your desire to live in a free and safe city every single time there is an election. And until you do that, until you start showing that young people are willing to stand up and see this country go in a different direction, it will not happen.
During the march, Lipscomb University English teaching major Bridget Fly spoke on why she chose to march and her overall thoughts on the event.
I'm here because I want to be a teacher someday at a middle school, and I want this gun control to be a thing that happens now and not something that I have to continue fighting for the rest of my time as a teacher. And it's something I will fight for until it happens, but I want something to change now. I think it's great that it's a former student that put this all together through a Facebook event, so I think it's really cool that it's the students leading this.
Overall, March for Our Lives was a push in the right direction for those who are in favor of gun reform. For Lumination Network, I'm LeBron Hill.